Om Shanti. Whispers from beyond, out of the 18, one was remaining of 9th January 2019. So today we'll try to cover it. So the effort for the day, you experienced Father Brahma as a walking and moving angel, completely without any body consciousness, while performing actions, talking to others, giving directions, and increasing each one's zeal and enthusiasm. He always remained beyond the body and gave the experience of a subtle light. Similarly, follow the Father constantly, remain beyond the consciousness of the body. Let each one only see the detached form. This is known as the angelic stage while living in the body. So, even when you are doing actions or you are talking to others, giving directions, increasing each other's zeal, enthusiasm, Baba is giving example of Father Brahma, that he remained beyond the consciousness of the body and he gave the experience of the subtle light. And you need to follow the Father in staying beyond the consciousness of the body. Others should see only your detached form, and this is known as being an angel whilst living in the body. There are two words in Hindi. One is karma, another is kriya. One is karma, another is kriya. Is there any difference? When we sleep, there are many processes happening in the body. Are they karma? Are they actions? So what is the difference? There are certain things when we do, when we are awake. If we call them deeds, and then when we sleep, our digestive system is working. When we are sleeping, the heart is pounding. When we sleep, the blood is already flowing. So are we doing some action that time? So what is the difference? There is one word which is known as kriya. I don't know how to put that in English, but then there is something. If you call kriya as action, and if you call karma as deed, rough translation, though these are same words. But then what is the difference? Are we working? Yeah. Are we working at the time of sleeping? Because body is active. There is a work going on. There is a kriya going on within. So is that kriya a karma? It's happening on its own. We are not facilitating it. Karma is something which is guided by ego. And kriya is something which is not guided by ego. So when Baba is saying, whilst doing everything, have the consciousness of being away from the body. Because when we are acting, when deeds are getting performed, when we are on the karma field, that time ego predominates. And that's why these are known as karma. While when we sleep, that time also we are active, that time also we are working, but that time there is no question of ego. The heart is beating. I am not egoistic about it. My heart is beating. It's going on its own. So these are known as kriyas and there are karmas. So there is a subtle difference between kriya and karma, though they are used as synonymously. But then again, even kriya is a karma. And even karma is a kriya. It's like that. But so Baba is saying, when you are giving directions, when you are talking with anybody, when you are listening, when you are speaking, whatever you are doing throughout the day, keep away from the consciousness of the body. Keep away from this I-ness, that I am the body, I am doing, I am working. This consciousness or this body consciousness, keep away from it. And keeping away from this consciousness and staying and walking with that subtle light will give others the experience of you being an angel. So just as Baba, your Brahma, did this, you also did do it and follow Father in this. So how to get rid of this body consciousness? This is the question. An answer to this question, Baba tells us in each and every Murli. The only struggle, the only battle, the only war we have is with this body consciousness. On one side is soul consciousness and another side is body consciousness. The body pulls like anything because soul has stayed in this body for such a long time. And there was darkness and there was ignorance of one's own nature. So we have identified ourselves with the body. And that's why there is such strong body consciousness. That even if slightest discomfort to the body makes soul discomfortable. So the aim is to get rid of this. The aim is to get rid of this body consciousness. How do we do it? What should we do? And we are already doing it. But still, what are the ways? What are the means? What are the methods? What is the methodology? What are the yuktis? And what are the tricks and gimmicks Baba has told us in order to get rid of this body consciousness, this deep-rooted body consciousness, this gigantic body consciousness? What should we do? This is a simple question, but most difficult to do, to practice, to believe, to have it, to become the embodiment. Though, if any of the Brahmin is told to talk on body consciousness, he can go on and on for hours together. Brahmins are very expert in talking about soul consciousness. But to practice it, to experience it, is yet another thing. So what should we do in order to become more and more soul conscious? The entire knowledge is all about this only. All the expansion, this is the seed of the tree of knowledge, to be soul conscious. Because all knowledge starts with being soul conscious. All the future journey, nothing of the spiritual world we can experience without soul consciousness. This is the first chapter of this university, who are you? And this is the last chapter, who are you? So how do we get rid of it? Practicing. Conscious practice. But we have been practicing and nothing is happening. What should we do? The question is how to get rid of body consciousness. So the answer should start first with being more and more soul conscious. Being more and more soul conscious. And the best time to become soul conscious is morning Amrit Vela. To forget the body altogether. To reach that total all-out stage of soul consciousness. Complete soul consciousness. To get drowned in that point of light. You know, this seed stage is the most powerful stage. Seed stage is the most powerful stage. Be a seed, be a point, and get drowned, and get steeped, and get lost in that point, which is God. And whatever are His attributes are my attributes. He is the ocean of detached observership. I am the ocean of detached observership. Whatever He is, I am. He is abhokta, akarta. I am abhokta, I am akarta. He is detached, He is sakshi, I am sakshi. He is ocean of love, I am ocean of love. So morning, practicing that strong forms of soul consciousness and getting lost in that one point of light. Not just for a few hours, long time, not few minutes but few hours. Should spend only in soul consciousness. Very strong sense of soul consciousness. A stage of soul consciousness in the supreme abode that you don't feel like even to come down. A stage of silence, a stage of solitude, a stage of total speechlessness. So practicing more and more soul consciousness. Then remembrance of God, pilgrimage, this yatra, this pilgrimage of remembrance, trying to remember Baba as much as possible will make you, keep you away from soul, body consciousness, because He is spirit, He is without body, and whatever you remember, you become like that person. If A keeps on remembering B, automatically A starts imbibing qualities of B. If I start reading about somebody, and if I read that person throughout the day, throughout night, I start becoming like that person. So in the similar manner, when we keep on thinking of God, when you keep on remembering Him, when you keep on being in His company, automatically you start becoming like Him. Just as He is nirakar, He is without body, you start becoming like Him. He is egoless, you start becoming like Him. Whenever you stay with each other, like there is a study in psychology, they say husband and wife, they start looking like each other after many years. If they stay together for 40 years, their faces look similar. Not all, but usually. They say husband and wife, they start looking like each other. So, here also, keep on staying with Him, you start looking like the father. The son starts looking like the father. So, remembrance, and then love of God. The third step of getting rid of body consciousness is to love Him above all. Divine love. Yesterday's blessing we saw divine sweetness, God's sweetness. Before this sweetness, all other sweetness are bland. This is the highest form of sweetness. When your mind, your attention is drawn to this form of sweetness, you automatically receive father helps, father's attendments, father's love and everything, and your stage become acrous and your stage become constant and stable. So divine love. Then fourth, churning of knowledge. Churning of knowledge helps you get rid of body consciousness. The more you churn knowledge, the more you think, reflect, cogitate, meditate, contemplate, understand, dive deep into this knowledge, you start getting rid of body consciousness. So the fourth method of getting rid of body consciousness is this churning, Gyan Manthan. Then the next method of getting rid of body consciousness is selfless service. Service which is done in the spirit of being an instrument, Nimitta Bhava. That I am not doing, it is the absence of Karta Bhava. It is the absence of doership. It is the absence of I am doing. It is the absence of egoistic feeling of I am the doer. It is the presence of a feeling that I am just an instrument, I am just a channel, I am just a tap through which the water is flowing. So these are the five things that helps to get rid of body consciousness. And then sixth, don't hear evil, don't see evil, don't speak evil, don't do evil, and don't think evil. These are the five things. When we see something evil, we become body conscious. The scriptures describes Ajamil, how he became a sinner because of sight of body consciousness. He was a devout, religious person. But what he saw made him a sinner. Then what we hear, and then what we speak, and that what we think and what we do. These are the five things. When we do not see evil, we do not see, we do not hear, we do not speak, we do not think, we do not do evil, that time automatically we get rid of body consciousness. So these are five more methods. And then divert the mind. Diversion. If the mind is getting attached to body, try to divert it to anything, to music, to nature. Come in the Brahmin family, get lost in service or some other place. So diversion. And then hypnosis. Self-hypnotize. Self-hypnosis, positive affirmations, that will also help to get rid of this body consciousness. I am not this body, I am not this body, I am that tattvamasi. I am that eternal point of light. Not this body, not this assembly of bones, mucus, blood, muscles, urine and stool. This is what body is all about. But I am not this. I am something else. So divert it. Self-hypnotize. And then creativity. The more creative you are away from body consciousness. The same monotonous life makes one body conscious. And if there is a creativity in everything, you become more and more soul conscious. And then mindfulness. More and more mindful, more and more aware, more and more awake. It is unconsciousness. Some souls are soul conscious, some souls are body conscious, some souls are unconscious. Some souls are semi-conscious. Different stages. So when we are unconscious or semi-conscious, we make mistake. When we are fully awake, alert, there is less chance that I will fall down in a pit which is there. But when I'm slightly drowsy, delirious, that time I might fall. But when I'm totally awake, alert, there's no chance. I can see that there is a hole there. I can see there is a ditch. There is a pit. I will see there is a mire. And I will not fall in that quagmire. Mindfulness. And then fifth, visualization. Develop this power of visualization. Baba said, you have arrived here in the plane of mind and in plane of love. Recent Murli, recorded Murli of 18 January 2007. So visualization, these are the five more things that makes you get rid of body consciousness. Then, we have seen this before also in some other class. These are 21 points. Then, asanas can make you get rid of body consciousness. These are other methods. Baba doesn't like this much, but these are also methods. Then pranayama also makes you get rid of body consciousness. And not touching the body. This touching the body on and off, again and again, makes one body conscious. Not touching the body, one's own body. And if you see the number one addiction today in the youth, arising out of body touch, touching their own body, stimulating their own body, that is the topmost addiction in youth today. Other addictions are seen. Alcohol is seen, smoking is seen, but this addiction is hidden. And youths are suffering the most because of this addiction. Not touching the body. Have you seen Bab Dada when he comes? How less he touches things. He's sitting like this. He doesn't touch things. He's very detached. Even from his own body. The body, he comes in the body of Dadi. But he doesn't touch that body much. So, these are three more. And last two, nature. Going in the nature, five elements, in the proximity of nature, makes you go away from body consciousness. And 21, last point, health. If you are diseased, you are sick, you are having headache, severe migraine attack, can you become soul conscious? Or temperature 104, now become soul conscious. Show. Very difficult. Or one is having diarrhea, now show soul conscious and body, and remember Baba. Severe abdominal pain, lot of acidity, eructations, burping, show. Very difficult. You should be healthy to become soul conscious, physically healthy. So unless and until you have physical health, you cannot enjoy soul consciousness. And Baba has said, remember Baba's statement, if somebody is falling sick again and again because of his own mistake, Baba doesn't call that soul jnani and yogi. You don't know how to take care of the body now, how you are going to take care of your kingdom. You don't know how to take care of this body. How will you take care of the kingdom after becoming king? Probably you are not worthy of becoming king if you are not king of this body. Self-sovereignty here leads to the world sovereignty there. Become the master here, you become the master of the heaven there. Become the controller of the body here, you become the controller of the kingdom there. Control your senses here, you will control the subjects there. Swarajya Adhikari and Vishwarajya Adhikari, they are interlinked, interconnected, becoming more and more soul conscious, becoming more and more angelic, becoming more and more staying in that angelic stage. This is what Baba wants. Om Shanti.